Today is Good Shepherd Sunday, and our readings refer to the shepherding quality of our Lord Jesus. I don't know how well acquainted you are with sheep, but they are not a big part of my life. My most intimate encounters with lambs are of the roasted variety on the menu of my favorite Greek restaurant. But for the people of Jesus' day, and of the Hebrew people, there was a much closer connection to such animals, as they lived an agrarian lifestyle, planting crops and herding animals to provide for their needs. And it wasn't like today, where sheep are kept fenced in fields and brought bales of hay for them to eat. Shepherds in biblical times took the flocks all over the place, all over the countryside, to provide them with nourishment. They brought them to green pastures and still waters. They also looked out for them, protecting them from any predators. And because they were not fenced in, they sometimes got lost, and the shepherd would need to find them. So for the people in biblical times, the image of the shepherd and the sheep was very easily understandable as a metaphor for God and God's people. In my research on this topic, I learned of some of the qualities of sheep that make them quite an apt metaphor for humans. The first characteristic in which sheep are similar to humans is in their vulnerability. We are essentially and intrinsically vulnerable to disease, injury, and death. We only need to think of those young people who were recently killed in that tragic accident in Saskatchewan. What started out as just another day on the way to just another hockey game turned into a horrific day for those who died, those who were injured, and for the many, many people who now mourn their loss. I suspect we all know of people who have been healthy and active one day, and then the next receive a diagnosis of an illness that is life-threatening. For years, we on the West Coast have known that we are in the earthquake zone and that a big one is coming eventually. We recognize the vulnerabilities in our country. We are in the midst of an intense disagreement about oil pipelines. We are both aware of the fragility of our land and waters, of our coastal ecosystem, as well as the fragility of our economy and our desire for the security of jobs. We're aware of the many other instabilities throughout the world that could also lead to economic troubles. What could it mean for our future, and how will we be impacted? So there are lots of reminders in life that we as humans are a vulnerable and fragile lot. As our shepherd, our Lord is our protector. We still live in a very unpredictable world, and being people of faith, of course, does not make us invincible. But we are given that assurance that even when we walk through the darkest valleys in our life, and even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, our Lord is with us. Our God will never abandon us, and for this reason we can let go of anxiety, knowing that whatever happens to us, we are always in God's hands, and therefore all will be well. Like sheep, we are fragile. The Lord is our shepherd. A second way that humans are like sheep is that we also have a herd instinct. If one sheep goes off a cliff, it's likely others will follow. I learned that if you take a pot of feed to the sheep, if the lead sheep does not eat from that pot, the other sheep will die of starvation. Sheep are dumb animals, not because they are unintelligent, but because their herd instinct is so strong, they will follow their leader, the lead sheep, rather than their own common sense. Their herd instinct, in that regard, is stronger than their intelligence. Likewise, we as human beings often suffer when our herd instinct is stronger than our intelligence. We too will follow the leader. We only need to think back to Nazi Germany and how many intelligent people blindly followed the lead sheep and the pack of the sheep. And of course, it has happened so often throughout human history. The most intelligent and educated among us do not want to admit that our herd instinct is stronger than our intelligence. But the good news for us is that in following a leader who is good, following a good shepherd, means that we are not only guided into paths of righteousness, but we are also guided into community. A community that cares for one another and supports one another. We may be herd-like, but when we have a leader who is worth following, it can bring out the best in us. So having a herd instinct means that we belong in community. Desmond Tutu often speaks of the African concept of Ubuntu, best translated as, "I am because we are." Ubuntu recognizes that it is in community that we become the best we can be. It is in community that our individuality can blossom. It is in community where we can be affirmed and supported, as well as challenged and held accountable. So having a herd instinct is valuable. It calls us out of isolation into community. The Lord is our shepherd, calling us into community. A third characteristic of sheep that is similar to humans is that we, like sheep, can go astray. We do have our tendency to wander. We can wander sometimes from God without even realizing it. We may get absorbed in things that occupy us, that we drift away and forget the one who is our guide and our comforter. Just the other day, I was in the grocery store and I noticed a child of about 3 or 4 walking next to me. I think being at eye level with my legs meant that it was easy for her to mistake my legs for her mother's. The girl looked up at me and for a brief second had that panicked look when she realized I was a stranger, until her own mother called her name from further down the cereal aisle. As adults, we also can wander, drifting in life from the things that keep us on track. We sometimes wander from our own church community, or from our family, or from our routines in life that keep us centered. We sometimes wander, thinking perhaps that something else or somewhere else will be more exciting. And then one day we may wake up and ask ourselves, "How did I get here?" realizing how far we have strayed. Like sheep, we too can go astray, but like sheep, we have a shepherd who is strong when we are weak, who brings out the best of our herd instinct, and who also seeks for us when we become lost. The shepherd walks with a rod and a staff. The rod, of course, is to fight off predators that may come. And the staff is to guide the sheep and sometimes to rescue them. The hook on the end of the staff can pull a sheep back from wandering. And the good news about our shepherd, the shepherd that is our Lord, is that our Lord will watch for us, even and especially when we wander. And more than that, the shepherd will come out and seek us out when we are lost. There are times when we do feel lost in life and we may think we are all alone and that no one truly cares or understands. Being lost can so easily become isolating. So what a comfort it is to know that even when we feel that way, God is already seeking us out. God is already finding ways to bring us back to the fold. God worries about our safety and will be earnestly looking to find us. This is the Good Shepherd, the one who stands between us and any potential dangers in life, and who also promises to be with us no matter what, giving us strength when we are weak. This is the Good Shepherd, the one who brings us into community, where we can feel connected to one another and a part of something more. This is the Good Shepherd, the one who knows when we have become lost and will not cease calling for us until we are safe again in his arms. This is our God. We have nothing to fear. Amen.